Blog Talk Radio.
Instagram search on ya.
indica between us. DM me your number so I can call ya. Moved out to Southern California just to kick it with the models. Love the mile high like every day. So now you're living Colorado. If we keep playing these kissing games, I'll make you lost in your purple hair. If we keep playing these kissing games, in the clouds for days of life. No way,
no, I like the way
that you keep me wanting more of your sweetest
things.
You keep me looking forward to kissing days.
Sweet mango flavor lady, my pineapple. Everybody's in love with you. I done had a relapse. Think I need relationship rehab.
Looking forward to kissing again.
This mango kush.
Could it be that I'm that blind? Cause I can see the beautiful, but I didn't see the disguise, eh? The finest fruit in the grapevine, eh? Bitter taste in the sweet wine. I'm over here with a cup full, drinking to my demons. I chose you regardless, just in case you doubted my loyalty. You're all over you, baby. I'm driving you crazy. to try to hide. Yeah. You turned down love like a trailer bag. Ow. You can't give what you never had. Yeah. Well, bless your soul, you can pull a few. In your eyes, you care. So why not stop trying to run and hide? You won't find out if you never try.
how to get the exact music just right. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. Let me turn up the Honey Instrumental, which is moving kind of slow right now, but, you know, gotta have the honey on everything. Anyway. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to another installment of Fly Speak, where we flaunt that new style of speak, where the most incredible, known, unknown, hidden, talented individuals in every genre of the spoken word and poetry will be revealed here. Fly Speak is approximately 3 years old, I believe. 3 years old. And each episode is a universe unto itself. That being said, I curate each one in a particular fashion according to what I feel goes on in the background. And I find these very, very, very incredible people to come through and bless the mic and bring it to you, the listeners, to my good friends who are in Paris, to my good friends who are down south, to my good friends in Ohio and Detroit and California, and to the person in Australia that keeps stealing my identity and doesn't stop, no matter what we tell them what to do. Even in Australia, it's nice. We get to bring the incredible amounts of spoken word to you. Tonight is very special for me. I always managed to do at least, I guess I might have skipped last year, I think. But I managed to do a show on introspective that reminds me where I am at all times when it comes to the spoken word thing. I know some of my good friends know that I you know, I don't throw rocks and hide my hands. I just kind of stand behind things and push as hard as I can to make things happen. But I think, and I'm not going to be talking long. I'm going to land my plane and get to it. I think that, for one, we should always be in the business of curating amazing poetry, because amazing poetry bridges gaps, creates magic, builds universe, the substance of soul, and we all get to have a big cup of it and use it to filter throughout our spirits. That's my personal belief when it comes to the spoken word thing. And I think that there, you know, there are certain places that gather good energy. And I think tonight, as far as curation is concerned, I'm very proud of myself, because it reaches in many different aspects of what I wanted to make happen. And this is also my birthday. I am a very old man, and I'm actually very proud to have made it this far. I have lost 3 brothers, a mother, a grandmother, grandfathers, and I get to say that I made it this far. I get to say that I have wonderful children. I get to say that I'm surrounded by incredibly dope people. I get to say that I've walked this far in spoken word, and I'm pretty much able to do something like this that curates the finest of the fine poets and artists you're about to hear this evening. You know, I'm exceedingly proud. And if there's going to be something that I spend my birthday time with, it's going to be this. I'm surrounded by Epiphany Ray Universe, which is my family. I love them to death. I even found my cousin here. True story. I'm surrounded by the Honey Triple Poetry Collective, which, you know, I don't know what I would do without them. I'm surrounded by really, really dope friends. And I'm able to bridge gaps in order for really a brother to me in every sense of the word. I get to bring him back into poetry after he took hiatus, and he's one of the most incredible poets around. I'm talking about Eric Crowdraven. I get to run through Philly and grab some of the dopest people in Philly. I get to do that, and I want to do it again, right? I can do a whole bunch of things, but enough of that. Let's bring some people in here and let's start talking to them and get to it, because, you know, we don't have a lot of time. you know, we have a lot of time, man. I'm planning for 90 minutes. We're going to do two rounds of poetry. We're going to honor our guests first before we let everybody else get at it. And we're going to let everybody have their say. Also, if you'd like to wish me birthday salutations, you come on here, that would be good too, because I like that. That would be good. But I love and respect you all. Thank you for coming. I love the numbers. I love everything that's happening. It's amazing. So I'm going to open up people's mics, right? But I just want you to know that the first round, I'm going to read the bios of the people that come through, but I'm going to greet everybody right now. So let's get started, all right? So first person, I'm going to open up the mic. From Philly, Poetic Serenity. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's my birthday.
It is your birthday. It is your birthday, and happy birthday to you. It's a blessed day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, so I'm going to go from Philly. I'm going to go over here to Alabama. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go over here to Alabama. Lisa Lips.
Hey, baby. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Then I'm going to go over to the Queen City, hit Terry Typhoon. Terry Typhoon, what's good?
Hey, what's good? What's happening?
What's going on? We greeting everybody right now, so this is what we're doing. So, all right, so I'm going to go from Charlotte. I'm going to head over to ATL with the eighth wonder of the world, one of my favorite people in the world, Rare Epiphany.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Then we're going to head back up to Philly a couple ways in a row. We're going to head over to one of our features this evening, also next Poet Serenity, which is Divine Styles. Divine Styles, how are you?
Peace and blessings. How are you? Happy solar return.
I'm feeling amazing already. I just want to let y'all know I'm feeling amazing, because this is a crazy lineup. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Still in Philly, one of my best friends in the entire world, the Perla Negra.
Hey, hey, happy birthday. I got a little something I wrote for you, but I'll read that a little bit later. I hope your day has been amazing.
Actually, I got a story about that. I got a story.
Oh, sure.
Area code 609. I think I know who this is, but I'm not going to guess. Area code 609, who are we speaking to?
Is it 609-556-5116?
Yeah, we talking to you.
Hey, it's me, Skittles. What's up? Happy birthday.
Wait, you said who? Say it again?
Skittles. It's Skittles.
Oh, Skittles. Oh, man. Skittles.
Wow.
I should have known. I can't.
Wow.
It's an inside joke. I don't read numbers very well on this thing. It's bad. But we're going to put that. We're going to come back. That's Jersey. We're in Jersey right now.
All right.
But we're going to go over to Dallas, Texas. We're going to go to Dallas, Texas, the funky town. We're going to get to see our very own Queen S. Queen S, how are you?
Hey, love. Can you hear me okay, baby?
I can hear you very well. Thank you so very much.
Happy birthday to you.
I love it. Thank you. And we're going to go from Dallas back up to Philly, and we're going to see our other two features, Just Ace and Cecilia L. How are y'all feeling?
Hey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so very much. I appreciate you. I appreciate y'all so much.
I would think that everybody else has they have beautiful vocals, so I'm glad they did it.
Listen, we're not even worried about it. We rocking. All right, I'm going to go over here to 313, and I think I know who this is. One of my other best friends in the world.
What up,
I ain't going to say your name.
What up, though?
I already know who it is. What up, though? Detroit versus everybody. What's up? This is Omari King Wise on the mic. Rocking and representing.
Happy birthday, Mo.
Thank you. This is amazing. All right, I'm going to go to area code 656. Who am I speaking? Area code 656.
With the one and only Missy.
But stop fooling around, Missy. You sit here playing around. I'm like, who is this?
Hi, Hobby. Happy birthday.
Hey, Missy. Thank you. Joke. We got jokes. I see we have jokes. This is what we're doing. Thank you, Missy. I appreciate you. I'm playing jokes, man. Mess it up. All right. Hold on. We're going to go over here to Eric code 901. Eric code 901, who master speaking? Eric code 901, going once, going twice. Three times, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Are we not talking? We're going to say something. I hear you breathing. Oh, wait a second. You know what? I messed up. Eric code 901, I'm sorry. My bad. I messed up. That was me. Eric code 901.
Hi, this is Shal. I just want to say happy birthday.
You said this is who?
Shal.
Oh, hey. Oh, come on, man. You're messing up. You're messing up right now. Knowing I don't read these numbers well. Just hold on tight. We're going to go from you. We're going to go back over here. I think it's a Connecticut number. Who am I asked is speaking area code 806? 860?
It's 860, but it's the elder. Happy birthday, bro.
Ah, the elder!
Oh, of course. Thank you, good brother. Love you, man. I appreciate you. All right. I'm going to go over here. I hit this 240. I think this is Eros, but I'm not sure. Eros, is this you?
Not at all, sir. How dare you? Happy birthday, sir.
This is it. My bad.
How dare you?
You know, I don't read these things well. Thank you. All right. So maybe this is Eros. Is this Eros? Eros, is this you?
Hello. Happy birthday.
See, that's what I'm saying. What's happening? All right. So listen. All right. I'm going to open up one more mic, which is my good friend, my brother, making a return to poetry, Mr. Eric Crow Draven. Crow.
Hey, King.
How are you?
Well, brother. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. All right.
You already know.
So here's what's going to happen in a nutshell, right? So I'm going to isolate the features. I'm going to put everybody back in. I'm going to talk to the features. I'm going to read off their stuff, and I'm going to let them do a round by themselves before we open it up and do a full round. All right? I'm going to read their bios, go through it, everything else, because they're my esteemed guests coming for this evening. And I really feel like it's kind of like a poetry concert because they are pretty nifty in every single way. And I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to talk to each other, market with each other, and go through everything. But the first round belongs to them, and I'm going to do that. So I'm going to close your mics off, right? And I'm just going to have the features, and I'm going to read their bios, and then away we go. And whatever they do is what they do, and I hope you're prepared. You know, I have to hold on to a seat. You might need a towel. You might need to get some cool water. I don't know what anybody's doing. I didn't specify. I just wanted some fly poetry because this is fly speak. So, everybody, are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Let me start closing these mics off. Hold on. Start closing these mics. And then we're going to get to it. Because I think this second round is going to be real crazy, the way everybody's rocking right now, and I feel the energy. Like I know the energy is crazy because I'm sweating, and I haven't even moved. So I already know what's about to happen. It's about to go down. So, and then second round, everybody, we just going to run straight through and make it happen. Speed round, and then we're going to talk and have some good stuff. So now that we have it, I have Poetic Serenity, Divine Styles, Just Ace and Sincerely Al, and, of course, Eric Crow Draven. So let me read you who these people happen to be, which is pretty amazing. All right. So first of all, I'm going to tell you this brother never ceased to amaze me. He's been my day one since day one I met him. We tight like that, point blank. But his bio goes like this. Who the fuck is Crow? Who the fuck is Crow? Right? He's a four-time published author. Blank Pages, Windows to My Past, Sending on My Way to Church, and The Search for Substance, which is an award winner, which is available now at BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and your local library. He performed on ESPN during the NBA All-Star Weekend in Atlanta 2003, which was Michael Jordan's last All-Star game as a player. Filmer hosted the original 13-episode documentary of Poetry. Poetry TV presents The Cipher, which played from 2012 to 2014 on local New York City cable networks, of course. Curated hosted events at the world-famous New Region Poets Cafe in New York City from 2012 to 2020, including Poetry TV Presents, The Cipher, Open Mic, Move the Crowd with Honors, The Red Room, Naked, and more, performing all around the country, including Savannah, NYC, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, Akron, Ohio, Chicago, Illinois, and more since 2012. Participated and performed at the New York City Poetry Festival 2012-2014, named one of the top sexiest 50 male poets of 2013, winner of the 2014 Poetry Authors National Author of the Year National Poetry Awards, 2017 Erotic Poetry of the Year via the Gansper Awards, 2019 Strawberry Taylor Erotic Poet of the Year via the National Spoken Word Awards, produced the original documentary one called She Is from 2012. I guess to be released in 2024. 2022 produced The Pandemic, featuring promoting artists and poetry in venues around the country. And 2023 Male Poet of the Year and Strawberry Taylor Erotic Poetry Nobel for the National Spoken Word Awards. You can find them at youtube.com / my last rights. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Eric Crow Draven. Crow, you there?
I'm here.
All right.
I just want you to hold me as if you cannot stand to watch me fall apart, as if your arms are the only thing keeping me together, as if the time would feel like a funeral if you weren't touching me. I just want you to hold me. Put your love everywhere you find cracks and dents, scratches, bruises, gaps, and damage on the outside and the inside of me. Tell me it is safe to be all things while I am in your hands, because I don't want to pretend to be perfect in the shadow of unrealistic expectations. Tell me. It is safe for me to be free, strong, emotional, incorrect, and vulnerable. And the moment when I'm in desperate need of your shoulder, I can cry and be replenished without being diminished. May your love and language remember me when I am overdressed in my point of view, when I am naked in the absence of wisdom, when my imperfections are on full display. Plug me in when my battery gets low instead of draining the little strength I have left. I just want you to hold me and feed my smile. I want to laugh without limits and blush every time I hear you say my name. I want you always. I love it when you look at me like you want to inhale me, like your breath, like you breathe better whenever we are in the same room. Like you would give me space and clear this place because we need the same room. I just want you to hold me and never put anything in between us. Let the difficult times bring us closer while we are healing, while we are building bridges and bringing each other across. I just want to reach for you without warning or feeling the need to ask, knowing you'll know exactly where to find me,
knowing you'll know exactly where to hold me. Knowing you'll know exactly how to embrace me, I pray I am gentle enough to comfort you. I pray I am cute enough to compliment your beauty. I pray my iron is sharp enough to sharpen your iron. I pray I am wise enough to add to you without subtracting from you. I trust you with the rest of my life. All I have to offer is my heart and full access to my efforts and ambition, access to my determination in the valley and my generosity during the harvest. I trust you with the rest of my life. I just don't want you to hold me. I want you to have a front row seat to witness the way time, choices, and the way your love embraces me. This circle represents our unbreakable bond. Everything you do to me, you do to us. Everything I say to you, I say to us. I never want to lose sight of how you show up for me, especially when I close my eyes. This circle represents our unbreakable bond. Keep this circle on your finger and hold me for the rest of my life. Sincerely yours, Eric Crow.
So we're just getting started. I'm going to go over here to Philly and go to Devon Styles. Devon Styles has been writing poetry since she was 14 years old based off her life experience and her environment. Her recent pieces written in the last 5 to 7 years are drawn from her need to help people be open about sexual freedom, exploration, and being more in tune with their erotic selves. While owning her own sexual awareness and power, coupled with using the mic to heal from past trauma, she has facilitated classes at Temple University in human sexuality. She is a retired dominatrix, where she fed her curiosity for all things kink and X-rated. She is also a domestic abuse survivor who speaks openly about her trauma and the poetry bridge that helps her cope. Co-owner of the all-female poetry collective called The Insight that curates educational immersive experiences in Philadelphia and surrounding areas. These experiences are based on mental health awareness and focuses on the void and stigma of sexual and mental health in the urban community. Divine is currently working on a spoken word album and planning a tour for 2025. Good people, I give you Divine Styles.
Peace and blessings. This speech is called Open Wounds. I was told open wounds would never heal. They're deep-rooted like a seed. Continue to pick at them and force them to bleed. See, this is how I purge my poison, scream my pain onto these pages. I refuse to keep the noise in. And people say they don't judge, but look, they speak for themselves, no words to condescend. And I need that connection, pure pain and lucid lessons. Now, see, I have to deal with these bad decisions, my options, the opt-in, go left or go right, the chipped tooth from my face being slammed into the wall, the permanent black eyes from our last fight. See, I relive and I write. I relive and I write. I've diluted the neglect, became numb to the disrespect, anger, and rage constantly creeping up my neck. All I wanted was to breathe, but you hung me like Big Mama's rug and beat the hope out of me, watched as it collected like dust at your feet. Cover my bruises with makeup. No, I don't want to make up. still. I have to keep the hurt discreet. I tell myself they need their father, so I live with this defeat. I never asked you to be my warrior, dream catcher, to fill holes in my heart like you were an expert tailor. Putting pressure on yourself, now you feel like a complete failure. Just how is this my fault? Broken plates and pit of thoughts, my spiritual soul. I didn't want to be angry, but loving you was taking its toll. See, I was told open wounds would never heal. They're deep-rooted like a seed. I continue to pick at them and force them to bleed. We've blurred lines and stepped over communication. Why do you always bring me so much strife, always ready to play house, but don't want to make me your wife? And this is toxic. It must be me. See, I always seem to fall for your type. And now my family say I'm unrecognizable. You've Nicholas caged my spirit, so I took my face off to become someone who's familiar to you. See, this is what you put me through. And I've tried to break through, but I keep crashing into my own pain and brokenness, these open wounds of being a fatherless child, so I seek him out in you. Thought love was supposed to hurt, found out it was a scheme. Now I'm older, and I'm wiser. You'll only see me in your dreams. See, I will haunt you. Open wounds. These open wounds. See, I was told that open wounds would never heal. But I peel back that scab just a little to remind myself to never go down that road again. Poem.
Okay, now we're going to go over to, we're going to stay in Philly, really. Just Ace, Philly-raised artist, published songwriter and producer of a lot of mainstream R&B hip-hop songs. A slam artist and a poetry coach with the upcoming book this June, Hi. H-I-G-H, How I Got Here. Good people, I give you. Just Ace.
Hello, people. Okay, when a tongue is only the beginning, she heard that I merge words, curve the verbs so every syllable bears its own intention. A serious count of experience found wall mounts meant for better suspension, she said. She never felt anything this rough on her skin, and I watched as she disrobed robes of satin that covered her bends just right. I never liked anything light but a workday. I come hard hat in hand to this workplace hammer. My name is your foundation. Still, I've never seen a light like the light she showed for my wordplay, so I wanted to give her more. So I laid her on a sheet and began to recite her head to toe slow. Full body, every verb being its own sin, no commas, pause for what, every sentence stroked as a run-on again, and again, and again to the pen is only an extension of the tongue scribbling between margins that have never been properly outlined in the first place. This may go deep, he's submersive, we can surface, bring it back, but in cursive to show you my gratitude as a poet. Convulsions become conversive. Let me show you spoken word. Two lips and a body of work moving like a work of art, all for your applause. I wanted you to see me slam. Your alliterations all over my beard, flowing down the back of your leg to the massage back of your skin. Welcome to poetry.
Thank you. Right. Now his partner, Sincerely L. Sincerely L is a published author, spoken word artist. Huh? Someone say something? All right. Right back. Sincerely L is a published author, spoken word artist that was born in Philadelphia. Being raised and residing in New Jersey, self-publishing her first book, Sunflower Soldier, in 2021 that touches on healing through your vulnerability. The creator and founder of Poetic Aptitude, LLC, and Rhymes in Rotation, as well as one of the hosts for Poetry Unleashed Open Mic that takes place in South Jersey, a space where you are able to express one's authentic self in their art. Using words to paint pictures since a young age, touching stages all over the tri-state as well as the DMV, having the honor to compete at Charm City Slam in August of 2023. Recently, she was one of 96 women who traveled all over the world to compete in the Women of the World Poetry Slam, where she placed 50th in the world. In the future, she wants to continue showing one how being transparent in your words gives you a different type of power as she carries on in this journey, showing the powers. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sincerely L.
Hey, this piece is Surrender to Love. If this prison means I end this story every time with you, take me. Romance my vices and sing to my insecurities. Your words cause my heart to be condensed to a certain type of purity. Your touch, it cleanses my sin. Your touch is where I want to begin, because how do your arms manage to protect me from the strongest winds? How do you speak to a side of me that I work so hard to conceal? Because if this prison means I end this story every time with you, take me. Throw away that rusty key. This world has caged us in enough, so these petty bars mean nothing to me. These petty limitations can't be applied to me. Sometimes I wake up and see red. I never know if it's from the passion or the fire, but you bring out both in me. You made me want to stop dancing with my demons tonight and lock fingers with you. They say each level brings different devils, but at this level, all you do is show me I can vacation on the moon. You make me feel that I'll find peace in losing you. You intoxicate me in the ways you love me. I feel no pain when you are beside me. It's as if you were sent from the heavens. You speak so heavenly. When you were created, it's nothing that causes me doubt in thinking that you weren't made for me. But let's tumble. Fall with me. Fight for me. Fall for me. You are the type of man that speaks so much life into me. You have managed to morph my trauma into relief. King, you are like poetry, something like a healing. You alleviate the pain in me. You hit like a fresh IV transferring over some morphine. If this is what addiction feels like, this love just shows me never to judge a fiend. Nobody told me how love can captivate you and you still feel so free. But I want you to remember, if this prison means that I end this story every time with you, just take me. Thank you.
I had my first gaff. I was talking without turning on the mic. Bad. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. All right. Also, and for the ending of our round, we have Ellen Mallory, a.k.a. Poetic Serenity, who is an author, creative writer, author of Tears of a Butterfly Poetry Collection. Mallory enjoys expressing her thoughts and feelings through words. Her passion for writing came about again after the passing of her mother in 2018. Mallory needed a way to release her emotions. True tears escaped on paper and created her poetic words. And after a year of writing, Mallory decided to write her first poetry book, Tears of a Butterfly Poetry Collection. This is only the beginning of her journey as a poet and a writer. Her future endeavors include creating a children's book series, audio recordings of poetry, and more poetry books. She also has performed on several open mics and weddings and co-hosts the Positive Poetry of Powerful Praise open mic event. Poetic Serenity is a hostess of two IG Live programs, Speak Easy, Live Interviews, and Speak to Me and Poetry Open Mic. Mari loves to support fellow poets, creative writers, all artists, and entertainers. Poetic Serenity is the you can purchase her two books, Tears of a Butterfly, Poetry Collection, on Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Poetic Serenity.
Hello, hello. So this piece I made especially for the occasion, for your birthday. This piece is called Birthday Boy's Home. I hear him opening the door. I left a trail of my bar and panties on the floor. The door opened. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my king. Happy birthday to you. I stand there in my red pumps and birthday suit. I see the excitement in his eyes, but he's playing it cool. I walk over to him slowly, making sure my ass and thighs wiggle. He smiles and gives a slight giggle. I grab his hands and place them under my booty cheeks. I instructed him to rub on me. I said, I am your genie. I will grant you three wishes tonight. Licking his lips, I knew what that meant. His fingertips entering my sticky buns, glistening. I licked them one by one and tasting my own delight. I knelt down before him. I felt his magic stick, which became my candlestick because I began to blow. Hearing his moans, giving him this scatterbrain, making him forget my name, licking the icing off the top. Now he's ready for some cake. Grabbed me, turned me over. He wanted that back action. Inserted his whisk in this cake batter, turned up power, creamy film. He filled me up like a Twinkie. Yes, I'm definitely his hostess. Little Debbie, can't be me. I whispered, you have one more wish left. He said, I'm hungry. I said, let me feed you. Spreading my legs, I felt his tongue in every area of my labia, juicy sound suction on my pearl, release the Caribbean seas. I grabbed his face, pulling him up towards me, kissing his sweet lips. Happy birthday, baby. I hope your wishes have come true. He said they did, because they definitely came true. All in your birthday suit. Poem.
All right, let's open up these mics. 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 That's what's going on. That was an awesome and incredible round of poetry that went all over the place, like in the best ways possible. Does anybody have any comments or flowers for the poets? Let's just go around robin. Let's start with Crow. You have flowers for Crow.
Wow. You know what? And it's La Perla Negra. I have been a fan of yours I actually became a fan of yours when I heard you say, and you have to excuse me, it was the way you said, fuck me. It was a beg and a teardrop in your voice. And me and my diva, Mrs. VIP, was like, did you hear the way you said that shit? And I think you are an amazing poet. You always have that. It's a slight longing for that beg in your voice when you spit your poetry, especially about the woman. And that is so, so seductive. It is so attractive. And the rest of you, I mean, you guys are amazing. You are incredible. I am just loving what I'm hearing here tonight. So, yeah, that's it.
All right. Anybody else have any other words for any flowers for Crow?
snap,
I just
want to
thank you. Just the seduction in your voice is just like, whew. And it's like I can picture what you're saying. So that's very important to me. Like when I listen to pieces, I close my eyes. And a good storyteller, a good griot can always make you envision what they're saying. So that was amazing. Everybody was dope. Everybody was dope. So.
I agree.
Okay.
I just need to hear more.
We're gonna move. Yeah, something like that. Appreciate it. I wanted to ring the bell. So we're gonna go from you. We're gonna go to Divine Styles because I was on a journey and I wasn't ready because you took it to a whole other place. I wasn't prepared to deal with. Like I had my mind set in a certain way because with the conversation we had. So I was like waiting, and then I was like, yo, you just took it on a whole new level. And
I was waiting
and,
for the
know,
dirty stuff.
Kinda,
I know.
It's not that I was waiting for it, but I was kind of expecting it. But what I got was so much more, like enveloping, full, everything else. Does anybody have any other flowers for Divine Styles?
It's an amazing poet.
She killed it.
Yes.
You're all healing.
Amazing.
Yes, we are. That's why we're here. That's why we were chosen to come here.
We have not started the heathenry, madame. We are on some good stuff that was happening. We have not started deeply. You know,
it's always starts with a delicious tasting before we get to the full-on feast.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, do you have any flowers to give for the peace? And then, you know, because we got rumpy people, then we're gonna get into this, and we're going to get into the rounds and do everything else that was here. And if you wanted to say something while you're listening to me also, because I have no idea why this music is not playing, but if you have anything you want to say, make sure that you raise your hand. You do that by pressing 1 so we can know that you're coming in, and I'll bring you in. All right? Whoever's coughing, let me know if you need like anything else because you know, like we can bring you
I'm
in
good.
Depending on how.
You... Okay. My bad, sorry.
I wasn't sure. All right, so we're gonna go from Divine Styles. We're gonna go to Just Ace. Do you have flowers for Just Ace?
Always awesome. Always bringing that.
Yeah, amazing work.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. He got that Zeus voice. He's speaking thunder.
Lord have mercy.
Oh God,
not
thunder.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, no.
Look, I already know what's happening for
that.
Like,
I love that beat.
I'm just gonna ask. Let me just ask Rare. Rare, what did you think of the song?
I'm in heaven. I love the great variety in all of the pieces, right? Because we went all over the world, we went everywhere. The brother you just mentioned, it was the voice. I wasn't gonna say nothing. I was just gonna stay over here and not say a word. It was the voice, though. Both of them. And Miss Filthy at the end. I love it.
Yeah. I don't like when people stand on the edge of the cliff and they're looking over and they're about to fall off, but that's a whole other thing. We're not going to get into it right now. All right. We're going to go ask. We have flowers for Cecilia L. We're going to ask us. You know.
Yes. Yes, my girl. She brought that.
I see why she was, you know, ranked number 50 in the top in the women of the world. Because my God, ma'am, you should have been like ranked number 10 or number 5 or number 2 or number 1. But my God, ma'am,
I appreciate that.
The wordplay was phenomenal.
Oh
absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Yes.
Yes, amazing.
That's listen. I liken this to a poetry concert. You know, I have no TV on. I only have y'all and this music that I'm playing in the background. You said what? I thought that was Wallace. I wasn't sure. All right. So, do we have any flowers for Poetic Serenity?
I'm on my way to Philly.
You
right
nasty.
Now. Because you nasty, man.
Amazing.
Like, what?
It's always a quiet one.
Always.
Exactly.
Always the quiet one.
Only the quiet one. She did that. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, when she said she wrote especially for Mojave, you kind of had to grab on and be ready. And then she wasn't with the subtle innuendos like some of the previous pieces. You know, the illusion. She said, "Now we're gonna talk about it."
We're gonna talk about it.
I'm pretty sure there was involuntary giggles going on with Javi.
I did not have any involuntary giggles. I had my fingers in my ears. I was saying la 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 la. That's what was happening. I'm not paying attention.
There you were.
I brought some earmuffs. Just for this case, yes, because I just know y'all gonna jump off the cliff at some point. I'm probably gonna have to move Wallace up in the beginning because you know I need somebody to pray for us because I already know y'all gonna be on some shenanigans and doing some craziness. I don't have to guess at it.
Oh, absolutely.
I already know.
It's a birthday party. Come on now.
Sounds like you don't need no
earmuffs.
That's
right.
Like they're waiting.
It's a birthday. Come on, it's a celebration.
Wait.
What?
I know that's not Crow talking. I know that's not Crow talking about, oh, I don't think you need it. Really, Crow? Really?
Sound like those earmuffs are waiting for you.
Listen. I didn't say what kind of earmuffs they were. Nah. I'm on my sobriety. Y'all will not make me break my sobriety.
I'm
on my sobriety. Listen, y'all ain't break it yet. How you figured it out?
You ain't been sober for days.
Listen. I ain't breaking.
It looks good on
paper.
If I can
make it through Sunday, I can make it through the next day. You know?
Mm-hmm. It looks good on paper. That's it.
This is not helping at all. All right. So listen. This is what we're going to do. All right? Because there's a gang of y'all in here, right? And we got a certain amount of time. Right. So I'm going to ask people, please don't do 10-minute poems. Please get in and get out if you can. You know, the only people I'm giving expressive things is that our guests that are here, they have no limit to their joints. But everybody else, please get in, get out. You know, do things that are going to happen because we got to get through this because I'm going to ask people if they're going to participate. Because we're just going to have to do a speed round because there's too many of y'all. So we're just going to, you don't have to announce the poem. Just do the poem. I'm going to call your name, and you go. And then when you're done, I'll call the next person. And you go. Because there's a whole hell of a lot of y'all. A whole lot of y'all. Done.
Man, you love, man.
I like it. Listen, you have no idea. Like, I really can't think. Other than live music, I really can't think of anything better. And this is the blessing that I've been praying for. And to have some of the most incredible people doing poetry. And then I get to bring people. Like I saw Just Face when we went to the uninvited joint. And I was like, who's this guy? who's this guy? Right? And I was just like, yo, I'm going to find you. I told you, I said, listen, I'm going to find you. And I tried to get on the joint before. It didn't work out, but we got you now. So it's like, now I get to say, yo, listen, this is who I was talking about. Anyway, that's besides the point. Here's what we're going to do. All right? I'm gonna do the features first. I'm going to let them go first. And then everybody, and then I'm going to call it in order, right? So I'm going to ask you if you are participating. If you are not, I'm going to put you into the queue. I'm going to put you into the, the regular thing. I'm going to take you off the thing so you can speak. So I just need to run through this really, really quickly. All right? So Lisa Lips, are you sitting?
Yes.
Terry Tycoon, you sitting?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Rare, I'm not even going to ask you. Danielle, I'm not going to ask you. Skittles?
Of course.
Queen S?
Yeah.
Queen S? Stop out?
Furniture.
Oh, okay. Wait, who's got all the doors in the background?
Mm-hmm.
If you got noise in your background, mute your mic.
Who is moving
furniture?
If you
have noise in your background. Yes. If you got noise in your background, mute your mic. Mute it.
Not right. The time to move your
I
couch.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday, man.
Oh,
wait, who's that? Who said that?
I want to wish you a happy birthday, man. I'm just leaving my Masonic meeting, sir.
What's up? Aww. I'm in here with your argument. We had a big voice. I ain't know it was you. All right, so let me finish. So, shout out, are you spitting? Miss Kern?
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm good. Are you spitting?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Wallace, are you spitting?
Man, I ain't still on this phone. Not to spit. Make your request known ahead of time.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Omari, are you spitting?
Nah, my battery's about to die and I'm at home.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you in the queue. I'm going to put you back in the thing, right? Okay.
You put no one.
Hold on. Matter of fact, if I move you up, will you be able to sit before your phone dies?
I'm at 10%, so I think so.
All right. So I'm gonna throw you on first so that you can get on. All right. Area code 656. Who's this?
Javi, yes, I will sit.
Okay. This is Missy. Jesus, Missy. I got to catch on to you because you just be, you know. All right, area code 515. Who is this?
Not too much, Javi.
Yeah, I'm spitting, bro.
Who?
This is Paul Cram.
Paul Cram! Cram!
Oh, shit.
What's good, bro?
Paul Cram! All right. Eric Cole 862, who master speaking, are you sitting? Eric Cole 862. Hello? Going once. Eric Cole 862.
That 862, that's me, my hobby, that's your cousin, bro. I'm just muted myself because I can't spit. I'm on the bus.
Okay. Okay, no problem. I got you. I'm going to put you over here then. I got you. All right, so that should take care of everybody. All right, so we're going to start out with Omari, and then we're going to run through our features, and then I'm going to call it one by one. We're going straight through. So as we start this Fly Speak open mic speed round cipher, we start with Omari King. What?
I guess I you ain't asked the rest of us, but I guess I will fit. Shoot.
Listen. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to ask you. I knew what you was gonna do before you did it. That's why I didn't ask you. Why would I ask you? You gonna spit when I know you gonna spit?
I guess.
You guess?
Still want to be asked, Javi.
Infamous and arrows. Are you gonna spit? Are you gonna spit? Do y'all really need me to do this for y'all? Seriously.
You gotta include the kids. You gotta include the kids. Okay.
I'm gonna fight the boat. I'm gonna fight the boat for you, heathens, because y'all just acting up right now. It's not cool. I'm gonna have to poke you in your eyes. It's full on poke war. That's what's happening. Both of you.
That's what she said.
Poke war. You what?
Pause.
Listen. Yeah. You holding us up now. You holding us up. Omari. The mic is yours.
All right. Okay. You think I'm nice, think I'm asleep. you think you could throw the dice, like really understand beef, but what's between my gums and teeth is sharper than a steel razor kissing an iron sword. Native tongue, a dagger, built Detroit tough like an old school Ford. As many lives as Deadpool. Poetic eyes like Deadshot leave you dead in the pool. Red dot connecting your eyeballs, call that your dead spot. No bullets needed. Wordsmith semen seated, make your forehead hollow where my syllables skeet in. I hear you had a problem with me, but a problem with me is a problem indeed. Problem is I'm most likely the problemless type of nigga you never want a nigga to be. I take two clouds, slap them together and crush your soul, evaporate you with the gold to reanimate your old skin with the strike of a pen so I can do you dirty and cancel your spirit's flight like it's the first month of COVID again. Come for me, easy task to manage. End you with little damage to the room. In fact, I let my microphone do that, and she's the type that will help me leave you bleeding blue and black chest blue back from the tsunami of fiery constructed poems on paper origami. When we are done, my mic checks your pulse and revives you so I can reassassinate a poet. What most don't know is that I'm secretly a member of the Poetic Assassin Creed, meticulously dismantle you in slow motion and devour your career with speed. Who needs a God to praise and support when God was my little brother that I beat in every sport? We're trying to be cool because when I let lyrics turn, spirits burn. I return and retire my God position. If you fear when the deity in me returns, judgment day will look different than you imagine, because when the game is on, I flame on with the fire to consume a pride of dragons. So the difference between you and me is they're coming for you. They ain't coming for me. They jumping through hurdles, hitting parkour moves, running for me. They ain't even gunning for me because their metaphors are hollow with no points and no power. Their poems hit like plumbing with no pressure, and the water is lukewarm in the shower. Reach in your chest and let my fingertips intertwine, pull your spine and turn your soul into burning sands and start stepping on that shit like the Divine Nine. Do you dirty, your whole career dirty, challenge you with a catalog, challenge your whole catalog with one poem. And yeah, I started this piece kind of slow and easy on purpose so you wouldn't realize that you the silly rabbit. I'm the gamma ray tortoise. That's why they ain't coming for me.
That boy was too gentle. He laid his coat over puddles of water so the people he loved would never have the opportunity to drown their souls. He was a baby with an old soul. So his innocence for sight, he was blessed with bad vision. He couldn't see his poverty in the way he was living. Hands washed, his clothes in the sink until it sinked in, thinking that was the difference between being broke and being broke. And hung in the womb, he'll spend the rest of his life trying to protect his neck. He could see the monsters in the shadows because he was raised by one. Being imperfect had a consequence and stained memories, property damage, threats and verbiage that made him fight for his life. This baby left letters written in crayons when he was only 5, asking his father, did he love him or not? While constantly being told he was adopted until he adapted, believe it or not, too many times he was called out of his name until he stopped answering the call. Living was a nightmare before he could dream. That was the witch that rode his imagination. Some days he can still feel her sitting on his chest, feeling like he cannot move, scream, or breathe, but he pushed through. Somebody should have told him that beautiful heart will fail him one day. Scars, scabs, and pill. Words hit like fists. Fists hit like bullets. Bullets takes lives. 4 entered his body. No wonder why he poured himself into music. Sugar water, 4 food stamps, chicken, 300 ways in that welfare cheat had him self-medicating and hanging with the hoodlums and Mary Jane. In between classes, basketball and hand-me-downs, he found dice games, music producers, gold diggers, and drug dealers, while his brothers macked 10 with the cooler. It's horrible he had to be colder before he thought he was cooler. 17 funerals before he was 17. Figured he'd get 17 or do 17, but got his own place at 17. James Harden from the hard times, be traded or stay shooting in a different uniform. He was so used to the foul and cold defenders that became referees to flee and blow whistles. But all he ever wanted was to earn a ring in Brooklyn.
charge his game, change his came and blew his Achilles, unable to unsee everything he did to survive. His attitude would either kill him or free him. So he built boundaries and burned bridges, all while burning his candles from both ends. Destined to be more disciplined, blind rage, only God could see that he was burning the candles at both ends. Buried himself in music and spent decades giving back to communities he helped damage. Asked that black woman from Harvard where he got it from. He taught teens, preteens, and hung gangs and hang out with gang members that didn't know that they can be more than a gang member. Cash App for all the times he held back. Couldn't walk away from the block. His feet too big. They said 13s wasn't meant for everyone. He was blessed before he ever stepped into a church, but now he's the walking anointed, waiting for someone to say they're disappointed. God had his hand on his life. I can tell you about the heart attack. I can tell you about the thyroid, but the truth is he's walking in divine favor, and if you don't see him, your eyes is closed, and you weren't looking in the first place. Eric Crow.
Divine Styles.
I want you to sit on this pussy. It's an hour lunch break. Push those leg seats back so we ain't got time to waste. Cream in your mouth. Eat it like a tasty cake. Vacuum, put the tip, hit the base. We ain't got time to waste. You can call me dirty, fuck me hard, choke me soft, because now we only got 40 minutes, and I'm a busted open bottle of bubbly, trying not to laugh. You making faces all ugly. Hit it from the back, stick your thumb between these cheeks. Now come and fill me up, daddy, you know I like to eat. Show me what that stroke do, I'll never be your number two. And when I hit your line, be ready to slide through. I take ownership of my body, so I won't be your side chick. Key goes on 100, your submission, no time to be into me. Baby, just come into me, pull the trigger, suck this click, and I'll blow your mind. Strangers looking, windows fog, I guess you cross the line. Now I'll trace over it and scribble. I love it when you bite my nipples. Got me sex high, I'm walking kind of crippled, car rocking, boots knocking. See, I'm a double doing a diva, and I'll make you a believer. Say yes, just say yes, and I'll relieve your stress, giving you positive affirmations while you watch me undress. I need it. Give me all the smoke, gagging and choking on your manhood. You got permission to fuck my throat. Cause I'll be your magic. I'll be the magic to your Merlin, and I promise I won't flinch. Sit on that dick, daddy. I'll take every inch. See, you did the impossible when you fucked me to sleep. 12:45, we almost done. But you got something up your sleeve, sweating and moaning, eyes watering, but nothing to grieve. He said, my head's so good that I'm not allowed to leave. But I'm not willing to reside in your heart or in this town. I just need you to be mine right here and right now. Seconds ticking down. I'm not built on solid ground. You take these words how you want, but they come as a warning. This big old juicy booty I'm adorning, I'm addictive. It's addictive. Way more than habit for me. Three times stronger than your average heroin hit. Close to your bloodstream, memory for me and make you sick. Size and both set of lips, pretty thick. Just know, I gotta go. And we really put on a show, but I need 10 minutes to brush my teeth, wipe my pussy and clear my throat. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for dropping off a bite. Rendezvous sex appetite. Will I call you? Fuck boy, I might. Just be happy with this effort and delight. Home.
Just Ace.
Wet. All over my waist, all over my face, wet. All over my beard, all over my tongue, you taste wet. I'll pull on your handles till you extinguish, make everything in this place wet. In this space where pain and pleasure coincide and lubrication replace sweat. Tanks start to rumble once I'm inside you. Ain't either my pace yet. I'm famished. Want you to feed me. Make sure that my plate is set. Pipe. Shake. As if the whole building wanted to give. Deep breath. if ankles could curl, they would, just to be swept. Every hair raised as if gravity reversed, every gentle touch encourage you to savagely disperse. You move when I move you, as if your ravage had been rehearsed, immersed in your garden of war, your heart and weight. I've been waiting on you. You can tell by the time that I'm taking it. Pounding, throbbing, kiss what I bruise, but none of the skin is breaking it. I'm not breaking it. And you won't break on me. Deep breath like a diver up from the sea. Deep breath like a hiker reaching his peak. Deep breath miles high and only 6 feet. An eruption. Eyes rolled and eyes closed, and we both be wet.
Sincerely, L.
He is my king, and I am his queen. Our love has reached maximum intensity and defies gravity. And I'm not speaking physically. My climax needed to come from me mentally. You need to focus on more than the basics. No simple math here. I need more than the 1 + 2 = 3. Use your tongue to carve the thoughts you have of me into my spine. Poetic aptitudes dripping from my mouth. I'm a grown woman, so before anything, use them fingers to fuck my mind, body laced. The metaphors I need you to make into reality. Playing with me is like playing with fire, a risk we are both willing to take. They say all is fair when it comes to love and a little war in the bedroom. But what about pain? Love, war, pain. A threefold core we bind, bend but not break, never afraid to find. Let's make it clear, I've never been afraid to fold. Just a real man, tracing marks on my stretched skin, mapping out where he needs to go to snatch this soul on these orgasms. Make this spine shiver for this last round. It's time to turn up the heat, taking us to different heights. Aphrodisiacs and affirmations controlling the aesthetics for tonight. Wax caressing silhouettes in the moonlight. Melanin melted into melanin, something smooth. Smooth, like the arches you gently place into my back. These amazing dimensions you show me when you put this arch into my back. But the best part is when it's done, and my chin is pressed against your chest, and I let these scenes play back. Thank you.
Poetic serenity.
Speak to me in poetry with edible words. Read to me our collaboration, 30 dictation. Spoken words into secret codes using haiku, limerick, lyrics, and odes, literature, libido. The whispers of your heart tells the truth in hidden languages like the epic of Gilgamesh, a night of words, bilingual. Two tongues that speak to me until there's nothing left to say, tongue-tied, sapio, mental lovemaking. Shockwaves from your tone, oral fixation releases vibrations that my body reacts with pulsations, wanting instant gratification. Air radiates with pheromones, leaving DNA residual chromosomes. Blinded by your waves, body becomes braille. I know your signs. Fingers brushing upon my feminine frame, Bob Ross creating happy little trees, eagerly awaiting the paper canvas to create your artistry of poetry on me. Swirling S's and crossing T's has me reciting vowel sounds like A to I love to oh shit to damn you. Spoken wordgasm. Pen is dripping invisible ink. Going postal from your love letters of poetry, sealing my labia envelopes with the moisture from your tongue. Poetry. Your spoken word deserves more than a snap, snap, clap, clap. I'm going to encore. Run that pen back. Home.
Mix the lips.
he said to choke him, my tiny hands upon his throat and squeeze. You don't know I like that. Grazing skin with nails as I watch him fade into sexual oblivion as a turn-on. Because my innocent ways fool them into thinking she'd never. But understand, this temptress has been in the game for a minute. I'm seasoned and cunning, and I know how to set my silken trap. So don't play with me. You just might get caught in the lair, never to return. Understand, there's a reason why I live in the cut. It's the quiet ones you have to watch. My true nature is only exposed in the quiet of one-to-one. That's when all the inhibitions come down and I unleash this beast and allow you to feast on my bounty. And not just you, but I too will devour you, slide you into the dungeon of my oral cavity, increase pressure, and let you find the glory of my genetic anomaly, making you wonder why it feels that way just before I hum your name and swallow. The sensation makes you weak. You're fighting to maintain because you don't want to blow too soon, but I'm savage with it. I'm going to take what I want and watch you quiver, then demand you get it together because you ain't fed the kitty yet. So I assume the position, face down, ass up, anticipating all of you. Don't hold out. Shove all that shit inside. It ain't pleasure if it don't hurt a little bit. Ride this wild horse into your submission. Make me take you balls deep, stroke after delicious stroke, till I explode down your thighs and you can't help yourself from coming with me. Nice work. Don't get too comfy. I just may need more before morning. I'm lips, and you just in service.
Terry Typhoon.
You say that you want to be treated like a random freak. Yeah, I'm saying at the same time, be careful what you ask for. Because my stroke came from my heart. Long erect shaft penetrating down south in your inner is the reason why doves cry, while the north is running by tongue kissing, swirling around mouths like a mixing bowl, intermingled with our height and body heat temperatures inside this purple rain, epitome of ecstasy, as we continue to commence. Dive in into an ocean of pure bliss to our attentions become undivided, combined with your moans. Moaning my name till your legs point up in the air and go so, so, so crazy as you come. Flow fluidly from your sweet pink punani like an everlasting stream of living water, yet it's all so, so funny that this all started when you told me to treat you like a random freak. Poem.
Where, Tiffany?
There is nothing I can say. No way I can repay a debt created by hugs held just long enough. And 3 a.m. dances
just so I could have the chance to cross something off my bucket list, for listening and understanding and planning with me, so I could see a future past my expected expiration date for late night phone calls and conversations. I can ease into and lay in completely for accepting all of me, even the ugly parts, even the jaded heart, even the stark and gray of my everyday, my regular in your world of extraordinary, for allowing me to officially carry the gift of honey on my tongue to drip among the sweetest of companions, for a sunrise and what was predicted to be my sunset, for letting me get deeply acquainted with the tribe of early risers that beckon solar rays to start the day, for trust, ashe, for blush, ashe. For the ways in which you have made me feel at home in all the places you call home, including your father's home, a long list of physical and emotional spaces with rightfully locked doors you gracefully escorted me into. And Mojave, thank you. And it just doesn't feel like enough to express how much I love and appreciate you. You know I do. I wish there was something to adequately describe, or something beautiful I could say to convey my gratitude for you, your birth and your living, a real live gift that keeps on giving. Ashe, King. Ashe. Happy birthday. Epiphanies.
The Pearl of Negra.
I am his black elixir, his golden honey, and he is my control freak. He gets what he needs from me, and he likes it. His essence shines through the mist of things like a fog light, and my mind is caught in his cosmic mist, a vortex of light and euphoric erotic cries. So much so, sometimes feel lost as if I'm transforming into the protoplasm of life. He just has that big everything in a hidden vault energy, and I always want him to come over here so I can make him feel what I've been blessed with. It's the promise kept of that good, good, slippery heat. How I ended up here will forever remain a mystery, because I'm not searching for where it started. I'm too much into uplifting, forward movement, and foreplay. So here's my confession. His taste lingers and requests my presence, always, because my whole being is his erogenous zone, and I've granted full access to his tongue for my pleasure center and custody of my soul in time, because it is through him that I channel my obsession. See, I don't want to just continue seeing him. I want a continuance of breathing him, licking him, tasting him, tasting what has been created, because I'm a foodie and an emotional eater with a voracious appetite. His roar has got my whole system in an uproar. He keeps me super wet and touching myself, and I just want him to come. I mean calm. I mean submerge and swim within my waters. Peace and peace.
Skittles.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know it was my time for me. I got you. I want you to fuck me like it's closed. I'm your canvas and you're my pen. I'm left. Speak the dictionary in my ear. Saw strokes, the fast strokes, heat stroke. Damn. Grab my oblique shell. Aggressively getting your points across as I lickety split on his predictions in different positions. Affirmations. So firm with them. Hands made from molten and melanin to hold up my whole world with no struggle. Skin made of the purest silks and treasures I love to rest on.
eyes represent the gods dripped in gold, and I melt in them every time I scribble my name on you. Switching my roles from canvas to pen, your muse to your fuse with no excuses. You can't refuse this cadence, and no, I can't deny it. So no, I don't discriminate, but yes, there's something about dark chocolate that excites me. Like a high I don't want to come down from except on. As he drifts deeper and deeper into the abyss of this ocean, I can't help but to turn waves into tsunami while he's calling me mommy. The monsoon to typhoon shit, I think we're coming soon. Erratic with erotica, the best of canvas and pen. This is what it's like when two poles fuck. So continue to fuck me like it's poetry. Home.
Queen F.
Labored breathing fills the spaces of a darkened room, echoing from cracks and crevices. The mechanical repetition of ticking clocks catches the tempo of the ride of his chest, moving slowly to disrupt the visions he clings to in his sleep. She stretches her body, rising the width of his provision. The length of her right leg brushes against his thigh momentarily. And as the pattern of his breathing changes, his arm instinctively shifts, moving her closer. Tailored nails make small circles of ripples, catching tendrils of chest hair. Navigating doom, a rippled melanin nestled in the discovery of an oasis. And the longing in her hand pulsates before resting at the grove of his belly button, feeling the rise of his groin continue on their journey. Small strokes travels, mapping the contours of muscles and tendons as they close the distance between the groan and moan. The extension of his arm caresses her elbow, convincing her hands no more hesitation is necessary. And she nestles her head into the crook of his neck, where cedar and dark musk scented peppered whiskers of beard. Inhaling slowly but deeply, her own breathing began, matching his. Amical anticipation increases, encouraging open palms to receive a king. And as thumb and index fingers find languages, forming firm grips of ecstasy, breathing beats quicken as man thickens, body moves destination. She straddles across earth tones, setting on girth and bone. She mounts him slowly as strong hands grips more than his dreams manifested. Pussy pulsating as lips tighten, growing thicker as her womb makes room for accommodation. He gives concierge gifts of wetness, drowning in juices of jism. This is the nectar of the gods, an aphrodisiac and ambrosia. As she astral glides to another plane, his breath speaks her name. And when the lights are off, what are your thoughts? Mojave, is it of me?
Shao Shao.
Brown man, all I want is you. You are so beautiful to me. Your brown skin kissed by the sun, sculpted body, gentle lips, adoring eyes, and those loving strong hands. Shit. My wish came true, and you are finally here. You see, my soul has been hungry for you because I have desired you forever, and you are finally here. My desire for this moment rises with the sun, but it does not go down with it. This moment, beautiful and rich, with auralism, the mindful sensuality that is you, my soulmate. Every breath you take whispers my name. Timber of your vocal band, both scintillating and exquisitely artesian,
invoke sensitic muscle memory, the prelude to future pleasure. And so I close my eyes and recall the feel of you from two lifetimes ago, because the romantic interlude building between us crossed oceans, manifesting in your words, throwing passion on my skin to reap aesthetic waves of pleasure, Frayshawn. Frayshawn, because my entire body, subject to the command of your words, becomes an erogenous zone, sensitive to the arousal that only you bring forth. You see, there were two lifetimes and 2,197 miles between us, but pleasure found its way. And everything is foreplay when bodies have been estranged, but souls are connected. You see, all I want is you. And now you are here. That's why I'm wearing the red dress. The one that you've seen me in 1,000 times in your mind, because I know that red is your aphrodisiac. And the split in that dress that travels the length of my legs to the sensitive joint of my thigh invites your tongue to rewrite our journey. And so I dance for you. I dance for you to soothing piano music and infatuated lyrics, sensually inviting you to explore the pathway to pleasure, and I can't wait to have myself in your lips like the sweetest molasses. I want you to make me water as the wisdom of your love creates my liquid place. But I need you to go slow. I need you to go slow because we've waited two lifetimes and 2,197 miles into this moment, and the crescendo building between us across eternity to feel your softness rise dramatically in my velvet embrace. And your deep stroke creates friction in climatic units reaching a depth so profound that my bite marks autograph your skin. You see, this is not sex, and it's not love, because this shit is spiritual. So I need us to ride this wave until you make me sweat, because all I want is for you to make me water, and that's that piece.
The Elder. I'm feeling lyrical, the data is empirical. When I choose to plug in and let my pen get open, I can jam a million thoughts in a cup of sky's the limit. When I spit it quick with it, leaving it in with it in the dust, it's a must to trust the process. It's monotonous to suppress this process, intellectual strains and ignorance. When I get to the course, get at the source, because I'm a course, just actual and factual. I inviscerate and terminate invertebrate co-magnum thinkers. Lyrical lobotomies leaving your brain leaking, rigor mortis attempt to lessen the convulsive contortion of your body motion. It's absurd how loquacious words you heard from this nerd eradicate your motor functions, killing your thoughts with no compunctions. Okay, round two. I couldn't assume the opportunity to cause more damage to you, but I got a heart for the people, especially the mind people. It's only right I smite you, tag or dice will not recite the words that I write. Look, I'm not pretentious. I'm just conscientious. Now continue to tell your thoughts on the north of that line, filling out my speaker box. Love below my bellow, a mellow, undertones of malice. Chalice full of hate to deflate your ego. So here we go, the moment your mind blows. Danger, danger, overload, brain cells implode, explode, brain matter splatter. Don't flatter yourself. You never comprehended this mind-bending, transcending, verbal bloodletting. Clean up on aisle 10 as I ascend back to my high tower. The next fool I have to devour, creating mindless zombies with his miracle embodiments. Hold up. I had people claiming for another showing of the tyrannical lyrical animal. The context of my lyrical content is so complex, every connection to your frontal cortex, that's a verbal flex. Compared to the way I put together words, your skills look absurd at you. Fumbling, stumbling, slurring your words. My oration makes you headache as I speciate power lines and minds you can't relate as your brain is travesty. I mean, hemorrhage, leaving your brain damaged, nose leaking, your pitiful thoughts, just sleeping, congregating on the floor. But since you asked for war from this legend of lore, I got more in store when I'm kicking in your front door. It's the return of the lobotomy. The scholarly artist anonymous with wordplay that's got like gorillas from the mist. Got you fainting, screaming, he doesn't exist. I'm top five on any list but insist there's no other means. You get the gist as I implement my vision with surgical precision. I get mind is cloudy, losing mobility, mental cognition, trapped in the haze, dazed thoughts, lost in the maze, longing for the lucidity of your form, the days as your intelligence fades. I sound boastful, but God be praised. The mobile's broken after I was made. Consider the reprieves I leave your brain smoking. The love token when you hear the elder has spoken.
All right.
Infamous lyricist.
Twilight. Stars studded glitter fading from the night sky. Your silhouette laying next to mine. Memories of last night's festivities sends electricity through my veins. Sparks begin to fly as our skin touches, trailing kisses from your ear. Reminiscing on how your lips caressed every inch of me, the pleasure that slowly started to pool in your private paradise. Fantasizing while my hands grips the monsters that claimed my Loch Ness. My excitement rises as you rise to deep dive into my waters. I love how you explore them. As the sun peeked over the horizon, our shadows melt into oblivion as the rocking of my hips seem to be moving in slow motion. My hands locked behind my head. One of yours on the small of my back, the other on my breast. You press into me deeply, seeking the gate that unleashes the treasure of my orgasm. Meet my pace. Let my rapids flow until we meet your white water, breaking upon my shores of bliss, causing my mountains to quake. These shallow intakes of breath as we reach the summit. Wrap me up in the vortex of you impaling me on your flagship mast, holding on for dear life as my tsunami pulls in monsoons on you, making Hurricane Katrina look like a pleasant walk on the first date. This good moaning falling from my lips, sweet like the calm after the storm, serene and pure. Like a soft whisper, my body implores it. I want more. Flip me over. No need to be gentle. Show me how you have mastered the seas. Talk to my oceans with your trident. Don't worry. Even while lying down, I know how to ride it. Slam against my walls of ecstasy. Stir my waters. Let my waves peak before breaking over the shores of your volcano. It's ready to explode. The grumbling in your chest as you press forward. Rest upon my breast. Let my nails trail down your back like sensual pathways. Your growls met with my screams crescendo into a beautiful melody of pleasure as your lava flows violently into my cavern. I'll be your chamber where your magma goes. Let it cook me in embers that were created by our nature. And as the song of the birds flutter in, collapsing, breath catching, we smile. Good morning. That's a little bit sad.
Eros.
You said your man got you stressed out. So let's get away from here to a place with beaches that are so clear. Yeah. We can dance with the stars leading them to a distance we don't go. You know, baby, if you want, I can make your body tremble. Flipping you on all fours, adding 12 inches to your spine, and no one would have to know. The way you looked me up and down, biting your lips, I knew you wanted more than that raw, unbridled fuck. Primal and truculent. Something truly to behold. But I just want to know, can I love you slow and easy tonight? From the first kiss when I swallowed your exhale and held your life in my lungs, your body speaks a language I understand with your legs spread like a ceiling fan. While the growl in your eyes said every unspoken desire words couldn't express, going deeper and deeper until you say when. I love the way you caught the beat, riding my tempo on waves of passion and pleasure, crescendoing vibrations as I grip them hips when we grind. Let's take a dive into the deep end. We know the tap's gonna drip from the way I can make it rain down, and this stroke got you clutching your stomach as I'm touching all your nerves. You ain't gotta say it. already know. It's mine. 1 + 1 = 3. Damn. We were the two freaks that made a baby. See, we fumbled time fucking on the sun for fun while making love on the moon, creating monsoons to flood the silk roads within these satin sheets. Excuse me from running my mouth. Excuse me if I'm stuck in the clouds because these back shots and you feel so good. I wouldn't change this if I could. Waking up to you in the morning is better than the sunrise. So let's keep them curtains closed. Light a few more candles and burn them slow, because I found heaven within your thighs.
Missy.
Coming birds and twilight's embrace, we share a love tune. Falling asleep, humming like birds, a sweet monsoon. I've seen you before, held you near. Love you deeply, casting away all fear. You're not my worries, but dreams untold. Desires I sought, a story to unfold. In shadows I hid, in shadows I swayed. A playful dance where emotions cascade. Through laughter and tears I love those soar. Symphony of emotions like hummingbirds soar. Where at every heartbeat a rhythm we weave. A tapestry of love where dreams conceive. I write poetry, not promises. And verses, not vows. My poetry is spun. Human am I, a guardian in essence, one. Reflecting peace and love in every line. My lines are the fine lines of you. I'll love you through the unknown sway in dark matter and time. Do you see our future, you inquire. God's ethereal plan, our faith entire. The sun kisses your eyes as it sets. Forevermore, you're here by my side. A muse of hues of faith, of love and pride. Emotions soar quicker than the hums and the oohs. Healing while loving you is always a beautiful journey. Our love, a beacon protected on high. Emotions soaring quicker than a sigh. Healing within tapestry, we weave a journey beautiful in God's image. Believe, so you believe me. Through the flesh and the heart, our bond and seam. A connection profound, a love so serene. At a dance of life, we find our way, guided by God's grace, day by day. We, with each other's heartbeat, a rhythm of divine, a symphony of love where our souls entwine. We honor this love in a sacred vow underneath the sheltering wings. We'll always abide and bow like hummingbirds. Through trials and triumphs, hand in hand, facing the storms together on this solid land. You are my poetry in every day. A promise unspoken, but in actions I convey. As the sun sets and the moon takes its place, our love's reflections, the celestial embrace. So on this ongoing tell of our dreams on dreams, our hearts will soar, a love's poetry forever to explore. Like hummingbirds, the garden of time where we'll hum and play, and promises whispered in soft twilight sway. Our wings will flutter gently in celestial choir, conveying love to ordain, fueled by divine fire. As we rest in the cradle dreams of hand in hand, humming like hummingbirds, hum in chorus so grand. God's promises, blooms, and petals of grace, the love everlasting in this sacred space. And the hums and the rhythms of language divine are spoken by God, an ethereal sign. Our hearts like hummingbirds dance in the light, in the garden of love where dreams take flight. Let us soar through the moonlit whispers of dawn's first light. God's promises unfold pure and bright, for the symphony of love that each human awe that we express. A covenant is sacred, sealed by God's thumb. Humming, like hummingbirds, we promise peace.
Paul Cram.
I want to make something perfectly clear, you know, so we can avoid any future misunderstandings. I don't now, nor have I ever, indulge in the taste of you strictly for your pleasure. Oh, no. I indulge in the taste of you for me. And the pleasure is most definitely all mine. Like a cat burglar, My tongue is on a mission, breaking and entering the passage of your temple with the intentions of kidnapping your soul. Taken. Like Liam, my tongue has a particular set of skills. Skills that can take over your mind, giving me full control of the total you. Hijacking any thoughts of anything else in your life, because in this moment, nothing else even matters. Your only concern is that my tongue continues the motion that makes you feel like it is writing a four-page letter of love in the ancient artistic style of calligraphy. Just call me Shang Tsung, for your soul is mine, and I shall devour it with pleasure. The sweet taste of you is pleasing to my taste buds, like a vintage 1989 Pomerol wine. The flavor of you is supposed to be savored. So with that being said, taking my time to enjoy your palatable sweetness is a mandatory journey where your essence connects to the muscles of my tongue and travel down to the fibers of my soul, burning into it a new craving, equivalent to when a baby tastes cake for the first time. But for me, it is the taste of you. My proverbial sweet tooth has been satisfied due to my tongue's fastidious attention to detail. Your body chuffed, with your legs impersonating aftershocks on a California fault line, while you smile and catch your breath. You see, looking at you react like this is part of the reason why I do not now, nor have I ever, indulged in the taste of you strictly for your pleasure. No, 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 no. I indulge in the taste of you for me. Pleasure is most definitely all mine. Peace.
J. Rob, the wise son. Not Cuzzo. I don't have anything. I'm still traveling. Area code 484. Area code 484 going once. Going twice. Angel Kim.
Hey, Bobby. I want to play with you. Slowly strip tease for you. 1 foot gracing the bed, leaning forward, ripping my panties off for you. Just so you could have a full view of what's yours. Thighs open wide, exuding heated desires. No, no, no. I'm the only one self-indulging tonight. I need you to focus on me. My hobby wants to focus on me fully while you watch me play with this pussy, savoring the flavor, fingertips to lip, tasting the juices, letting you taste them too. Foreplay in full effect until you can have my back bent. No time for acting coy. I'll be that soft midnight toy, appeasing desires, feeding late night cravings, beckoning you to grab this snack. This ain't no child's play, baby. Feeling all levels of this ecstasy bursting in its purest form, hips mesmerizing, your eyes swaying back, back, back and forth, charming your black snake. Moan for me. Palms softly wandering over milk chocolate skin, hands locked behind dreaded head. Do you feel me? Licking the glossy drizzle oozing from your chamber, honing the tightness between my jaws. Pulsating on my tongue arouses me, a willing participant in this mouth-sucking sensation sealing around you. Go on, my king. Close your eyes. palming the back of my head. Lock your fingers in my curly locks. Cupping your wide girth, smearing the tip over my lips. Head bobbing, gagging for release, swallowing all of you. Tickling the back of my throat. It's the grunting sound that turns me on, baby. Let me take your mind there, pulling my hair tightly. Yes, that's right. I love this kind of pain and pleasure. Reaching my hand down, fingering my tight kitty cat sheet. Only for you. Your mind's lost in oral sensations. The grunting, deep growling makes her wetter by the minute. Drowning in sucking swishes in divine revelations. Would you like to suck on my breast while I continue balancing on one leg, straddling you? It's no time like the present, baby. Leaning forward, facing, and licking between my fluffy mounds, holding them together so you can bless each one equally. No longer able to hold out, slinging me up above with the sweetness, positioning me right over your mouth. I can't wait to soak up this beard of yours. My animalistic moans fill your ears. Moving my soft folds backwards and forwards. A quick spit on the lips, tongue darting in and out. Juices flowing, saturating your chin. Wetted by the pleasure of tapping into my G-spots. Sweet mercy on God, this sticky, icky essence pouring all over your lips, body left trembling, your mouth generously giving, and my body shuddering, got me mad, wondering, what the hell did I get myself into? You got my pussy getting wet, two fingers V-shaping my vajayjay, leaning forward, me palming the headboard, throwing my head back, getting addicted to these sinful sensations, sensually stimulating or sticking a finger in my ass. Oh, baby, it's the duality of the pain and pleasure mixed with your tongue continuing to tickle my sugar walls, fast with fury, heaven sent. Ooh, papi, that feels so good. And I love a man who can eat pussy like it's his last meal, then fuck me senseless balls deep. Until then, though, continue these tongue lashes glistening my pearls. Sweetness, can you breastfuck me as well, sandwiching your girth between them until you release, jerk, and burst all over them and on my face, allowing this blazing princess to be crowned queen, making me your little whore of forbidden lust. And this is just part one. But let's believe there's more to come.
Area code 929.
I'm here.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. My name is China Bloodmire, by the way. B.
Whenever you're ready. Oh, sorry. Crap. My bad. Trying to start all over. I'm sorry. I muted you by mistake.
It's all good.
Please start over. The mic is yours.
Thank you. B stands for beneath you, between you. Let me be with you. While you inside of me, I'm creaming repeatedly, playing my role accordingly. I'll submit, but only if you make me. And that leads to E, engulfed in you and your energy. The more time you spend with me will have you preparing a list of possibilities, multiple probabilities of how many ways you could sing for me. Because, girl, we going in, and I ain't never scared. I'd let you take me there, watching your tongue roll around my clit, do that little knee thing when I let you hit. Turn on the playlist, let me see your hips. See, that stands for your pretty face as you come for me. Let me use your knee. We in the perfect position, your lap is a cushion too. maybe three fingers pushed in. Then we got H, because I'm holding on. And honey, your name is being moaned all night long. Your neighbors know our song. Don't worry about that long distance, because we could be on the phone. Either way, you ain't getting that nut out alone, because I'm going on and on. Let me not get too carried away. I'm going to bring it back. P. That P is for this pussy juice. The way she turns up just for you. We chase a nut after nut like duck, duck, goose. Baby, don't never turn this coochie loose. Aren't you going to watch me rub one off of you? As you give me clear direction, watching you plant kisses in different sections, you see these sessions are filled with hidden confessions. Every motion from you is a blessing. We going all night. We ain't getting no rest in. E is for edge me. This is your show. Let me ride that strap like a rodeo. Watch me pose. Film this stop motion. Because I want to sing bad while we skin clad. Make our old bitches big mad thinking about what they still could have had. Squirting and sloppy kisses, let our nut count reach the double digits. Wrist tied and pussies tripping, because we've been tripping. Now you got me tripping, baby, are you listening? From the moment you pushed in, you had me gasping and grasping, handling all this ass, and that leads to the last S as we make mess after mess, a symphony of our noises. The neighbors shall know no rest from the moment we get undressed. And that's peace.
Make sure I got it. Twin. Seaway.
I'm here. Happy birthday.
Mic is yours. Happy birthday to you. Twin. All right, we're going to talk in a minute. Look, go ahead.
Twins be knowing. Twins be knowing what lies beneath, what lurks behind. What wait within, what makes us, us. I know the wells run deep. I know that love is your root. I know that words are the leaves of your tree. I know you are gifted. Creativity in every cell of your blood, like oxygen, you live to make, to shift. Every cell in your body desires to make something of each moment, something more of what you've been handed, to leave the moment better than you found it, to be on purpose. You are a giver from an endless well of, this is all I know how to do, and I got you, even when nobody's got you. You have yet to be deserved adequately by those you've shown the grace of your space. You are a boulder of black manhood. I know there are cracks where you've been dropped. There are chips, but you just keep on rolling. With the ancestors, they keep you rolling. You channel their dreams as you learn your human experience. I know. Your mind is a universe inhabited by planets of knowledge and star systems of ideas, and that any iteration of the world where you have built a community, a space, is a beautiful world. Love you, twin.
Wow. I'm really, like, trying not to cry. Thank you, sis. And I guess I have to read a poem, I suppose. Open everybody's mic up so that we all have everybody here.
Yes.
All right, everybody's in here. For the amount of heat that people were holding and sending this way, thank you for the compromising. Thank you for compromising all the good people and the things that are happening. That was pretty fantastic. Usually we do this in the call-out room. It doesn't feel so bad in the call-out room, but I
Blink twice if you need help.
Yeah, I was trying to blink. I was trying to blink. I was blinked, but I had a titty in my eye. Anyway,
wow. Are you
like,
mad about
crazy.
The titty, though?
Fuck yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was
putting things, you know, I'm just saying,
wow.
Putting things in places. They was moving things around. Furniture was moving. It was kind of, it was very interesting. It was very interesting.
Okay.
I was glad for certain things. I was like, thank you, Wallace. Give us a break, guy, because I wasn't sure what was happening. I was just like, yo, I need to collect. I'm trying to, you know, keep my wits about me and maintain my sobriety, but, you know, y'all making it hard. You know,
mm-hmm.
I felt certain things in my body fill up like they used to be.
So did make some shit hard.
My sister over here, and she like, listen, she already knew it was going to be filled when we came here, but y'all was making it extra filthy, but she waited, so thank you. We're going to say some prayers before we go to sleep in the morning, pray when we get up in the morning, because this is the thing that was absolutely dirty, filthy, even if stuff was happening. It was nice. I was kind of late because I was like, it occurred to me because I was very, very distracted. I was like, normally I would have a chat or something going, but I couldn't think because too many people say too many things.
You were thinking, baby.
I was trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out. This is just really bad, and I'm like, I'm trying to do some things myself, trying to keep myself, you know, away from certain things, and y'all was just drawing me in, man. It was like, man, I was walking through hell with kerosene drugs on. It was not good.
I don't know, cuz. I think it might be worth it, man. I deal with that heat.
This show was awesome.
He's not like, but we ain't gonna talk about what she was talking about, and giving instruction, and I just want to say for Just Ace, because he said wet, and I felt all the women do certain things at the same time. I felt the seismic shift, but it's good taking, because somebody would actually take you up in your bed, so be thankful you take it, because somebody would come over there and put something on your face. It's happened before. It'll happen again. It's with you.
Oh, my God. Go to bed.
Right. And then we had, like, wonderful. And then, you know, the funny thing, right? So my biggest joke in all of this, right, because Missy was doing some very – she's doing butterflies and everything else. But the other day I heard her say, yeah, get the fuck off that, bitch. I was like, she tell people to shut the fuck up. I'm like, now Missy, now she's the butterfly. Oh, yes, the butterfly, blah, blah, blah. Yo, get the fuck off this head, bitch. I was like, oh, Jesus. I was like, wait a minute.
Wow.
wait a second. All right, so I got to read a poem. I don't even know what I'm reading because I haven't figured it out yet. But that being said, before I get into it, I want to thank everybody for coming out. Like, this was an amazing, it was like a whole concert and poetry show and everything all rolled up into once. And there was so many different things. You're getting hit from different angles, and then somebody came and squeezed your butt and touched you in a special place. It was a whole bunch of things happening. It was nice.
That's
I love
so
it.
Wild.
You never know what come out this man's mouth, man.
I love it. You never know.
I'm so crazy.
I give
like,
consent.
Listen, I'm so crazy. Huh? What'd you say?
I give consent.
What'd you say?
Somebody gave consent for you to touch
your butt. All I'm saying to you is this, right? Y'all don't be mad at me if I want to do this show live, because I want to see what's going to happen to everybody else.
Dang!
Everybody else. I want to see it. I want the same lineup. I want the same people. I want y'all all in one place. I just want to see the bad things that's going to happen. I just want to see. All right.
Well, you know I'm
not talking for 2 days. Huh?
You let me know. You know I'm a performer. I'm better in person.
Yes, I know Skittles. I know Skittles. I wasn't worried about that. But I'm just saying, like for real. Like, no more Angel Tim. I'm not talking to you for 3 days. I'm not talking to. I'm not talking to Sophonia. I'm not talking to you for 2 days. I'm not talking.
I'm not talking to Angel Kim.
Nobody should talk to Angel Kim. Nobody should say nothing to her. Nothing.
I'll talk to you, baby. I
also just want to say, Perrin should be like completely unfair and disqualified because that was wild.
Yo, listen, I'm not talking. I'm like sitting here, people is busting shots. He was like, cow. All right, what am I doing? All right, so. And it is school night, which is crazy. And it's crazy because I was, like, on the other thing. And people were, like, calling me. I was like, I'm doing a show. Why would you call me? You're doing a show. I was like, why are you calling me? Come on, I can go over the show. But people were doing that. It was weird. I was like, you could have called me earlier and wished me a happy birthday. Why now? My son's like, I just got off work, and I keep forgetting he's in Tacoma. So he's like, I just got off work. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was like, yeah, I forgot the three-hour difference. So I definitely have to get to him before a certain time. But I have no idea what I'm doing. No idea. But let me see. What do I have?
You know you're going to make love to all of us anyway.
Right.
No, I'm not.
No matter what you do, you're making no love. You're sitting in a puddle.
Nope. Not doing it.
Put your birthday on and read.
We ain't taking no bad ideas from you. No bad ideas from you, Skittles. No bad ideas from Infamous. No bad ideas from Eros because he's a heathen and he's talking mighty big shit and everything else. But it's okay though. It's okay though because other people's talking shit at the same time, so it kind of balances itself out. I'm not talking to Divine either. No, I'm talking to Poetic. I'm not talking to you, Poetic. I'm not saying shit to you. So don't ask me.
Why you not talking to Divine?
I
didn't even do nothing.
Shit, bro. We just here.
What did Divine do? I didn't even do nothing. I was nice tonight.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to stay over here
sorry.
And cut. He
done
forgot I was nasty, so I'm
going to
be good.
I didn't forget. I just didn't catch you yet. Anyway.
I'm screaming.
Difference. All right. Let me see. I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't have no idea.
Filthy with music.
I don't want to do anything filthy with music. I don't want to.
What do you want to do? Like
yourself. You don't set the mood. You're not going to set the mood.
Come on. Do it. You couldn't do it.
Oh, Jesus. We got to stop. All right. Listen. All right. Let's measure the level of filthiness in here. Anyway, you know, the other thing is, like, you know, if you want to bless somebody, you could buy some Ruxware or hit my Cash App, you know, Avian Works, Fatomize, Dollar Sign, everything else. My sister hopped off because she's like, yeah, he's about to be dirty. Let me go. Let me go. All right. Let me see. All right. I don't want to do that. That's terrible. I don't have any idea. All right. We're going to try it like this. All right. Did it before, but I'm going to do it again. All right. Y'all ready?
You ready?
Life is yours.
So fucking beautiful. And I want you. Just like that. Looking like the warmest bath that I would ever take, assured that the waters would change me, rearrange me, pull every bit of management meant to cause cataclysmic cum bombardment. Only after the laughter of your vagina, finer feels ebon flesh turn steel, turn grinder, turn drill, turn reminder that a man has the xylophone of your sensual tone that wills you to accept the duty of pleasing your wet. The Adam to out of tune, the death of auto-tune, automatic and pleasure of being as I become a crack addict, wanting only to smoke as I get high with the drugs from between your thighs. It's the sweetest way to die. The only way to fly, if I steal your wings, the ones you take off if you get naked when you're next to me. I ball them with a kiss, swim within the deep parts of your heart, making love to you as an art, and I would never rush the strokes of my brush on your canvas. Instead, I canvas your canvas, note by lick, the brush of each flick of tongue, response, and drum, beating the fleeting reserves of nerves served under my curve, pulling pistons on gears with celebratory cheers, and I want you just like that. Be at the ready. These hands prepped to pull hair, to push head to fight, orgasms delight to continue to keep licking and gentle tugging. And you're not bugging, you just found a man who'd rather eat your pussy than breathe. Stay down to the last bullshit of that last nigga leaves, and this tree can bear you new fruit, which will bear you new panties and a dress with pockets or a lady suit. New. You knew what you did when you did, so that I would do what I would do as we make love, fuck, combine souls, screw, corkscrew to the pop of our champagne is the remains of our passion, prepped, placed proper in the packing of plan, a pussy, a penis, as Mars enters into Venus, her heat, her sweet till love finds complete in the sweaty, contorted mess in the state of undress. And I can only write this way when you inspire me. Fire me from the cold inhibition to become open and desirous, wanton and carnally callous, needing to feel the sweat salty pour from your pores, so can I say more? Please give me more, more of you, more of that mouth, more. How your hands are dexterous. Please read these words and touch yourself to overflow, so let's go, let go, overload, overflow, open up, green lit, green light, this go, collect $200 on your mouth of Monopoly, putting hotel tells on, parked in your place, never to be bored on your boardwalk as I roll the dice, chop it up when we talk, outline your orgasms and talk with this murderous intention when I put my thick six-shooter into your fifth dimensions, because these sexual shenanigans are enthusiastic energy. There's no ethics or suspicious suspension. I seek the sensual supremacy of sexual sorcery supreme of your bodily dimensions. So I doctor your strange for a piece of change and you into a willing participant whose insides are getting rearranged, reconfigured, re-triggered from a re-nigga who has yet a Boston, but he bit bored, and I know you bored and tired of all that narcissistic shit. Him leaving with bad habits and cheating on you with whores and bully with the bullshit. And he might as well shit on the floor, but you ain't no cleanup woman, but goddamn, I am the cleanup man, coming to make sure that memory of that nigga goes straight to the can. And I can and will quill love in a script that spells love of the papyrus of your body. Scroll you, roll you over, such your body, because you are my four-leaf clover, my good luck charm, so you can borrow these arms and use them to cover you warm and let you know exactly to whom you belong. And I love from my touch and how your body reacts. And I want you just like that. Now let's go home.
Yeah.
You just gonna go on and die and
go to the king, huh?
Toxic and psychotic.
I love a man that'll martyr himself with the pussy. I love it. Just going on
martyr
and die.
Self? Jesus.
I'm up here talking on mute. I ain't saying shit. I'm about to disown you, Holly. Goddamn old shit. My panty drawers trying to slide off my legs. It means
not the panty drawers. First of all, I want to thank the features this evening. I know Crow dropped early because I know he has to work early tomorrow. But I want to thank Poetic Serenity. I want to thank Just Ace.
You're welcome.
Sincerely, I want to thank Divine Styles. Can y'all give him a round of applause? Hold on.
2.5.
For like a whole part of 2.5, I was about to ask what we were clapping, but then I was like, oh, you meant hands. Great.
You know what? Go to the corner. Go now. Don't hesitate. Do not pass. Go take your ass to the corner, Arrow.
Oh, my God.
That's not good. All right. So we're going to bring I'm like, matter of fact, I'm ringing the bell on that one because you done did too much. That's the official bell. You done did too much. Take your ass to the corner. I'm gonna make you stay in the corner. I'm gonna ring the bell like you was chasing the ice cream man. You was chasing Mr. Salty. It's going down. I'm sorry. Now, I want to thank y'all for coming. So let me ask them. Let me ask them because they're still here. So Just Ace, how do you feel?
I'm great, man. This has definitely been something new. I've never been on the radio before. This is dope.
Well, you'll be back. sincerely, how do y'all feel? Everybody's like, you'll be back. Sincerely, how do you feel?
I'm feeling great. This is a vibe. I'm going to still talk to Angel Kim, though, and everybody else after this. I'm honored. Thank you. I appreciate it. Just tell us where the after party's at, though.
If you want to get an after party, I started in chat. If I don't have you as a friend, have somebody add you. If you were on this radio show, only if you was on this radio show. We don't want nobody coming to here. Tell me what's going on. We don't need none of that. If you wasn't here, you don't get to go. Anyway, but Poetic Serenity, how you feel?
I love this. This was a whole vibe. It was just fun and allowed me to come out my shell a little bit. So it was nice. So thank you, everybody, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Divine, how you feel?
I feel all tingling inside.
Shit.
It was really dope. And I hang out with normal people, so being with the shits and being part of the fuckery was very much fun. I hope you can make it to my show on the 29th of June, and I hope to come back and have some more fun.
Ain't no hoping.
We're gonna
cross pollinate. We're gonna get people. We're gonna bring people on. We got platforms, Clubhouse, and all kinds of stuff. And we do this shit live. So
I think that was the dirtiest thing I ever heard in my life.
You know we be talking that B language. Be talking, we do little things.
I don't want to call pollinate, but we can practice.
You know what? Matter of fact, a special shout out to China, because what's real funny, because I believe Angel Kim told me about you beforehand. Angel Kim was like,
I did.
I was like, I don't know who she is. And I did some research. So I was like, let me hop on this Instagram real quick. She looked interesting.
Thank you.
Then you came in.
Happy birthday. I said, thank you. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. So you came in here doing kung fu. We like that. We like that shit when you come in doing kung fu. We like it.
I'm going to have a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
But understand, we are all with the shits over here. That's the problem.
That's why I said I got some more in the arsenal or whatever.
No, that's the worst. But the thing is, like, we don't just do it on radio.
Trust me, she pull up.
We do that. But don't forget. For some stuff that's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. It's a little crazy. I'm actually doing a celebration for my birthday, June 8th. I'm doing a live version of Jazz and the Key of Honey with your UGT band, with PPP and everybody else. That's going to be in Albany, New York. It's going to be great. Jazz, everybody getting dressed. Fellas got to wear hats. It's going to be fun shit. And then, on the 18th, Rare is in Detroit with Mahogany Soul and Eros. They're gonna be with Omari over there, right? Mm-hmm. And then, yep, in the South, Yoshi's having her book signing reading. She's gonna have everybody and their mama, because Drippy was here, but he didn't press one. Drippy, Walking Rocker, Jay, PPP is gonna be over there. There's gonna be a lot of people over there, and Yoshi, because it's her shit. And then. I'm gonna be in Albany doing poetry. Well, I'm just doing the sound. I'm not doing anything, because no matter what they ask me, I'm not doing it. But me and Poetry Please, something like that. You know. But June 8th and then June 29th, Central Saturday, is a celebration for Jason Lone's birthday party. July 25th through the 28th, Raleigh, North Carolina, Drip Weekend, poetry shows, workshops, boot camps. Author, we're having an author thing that's happening for authors and everything else, and it's going to be fun, live music and everything else, and it's going to be some good stuff, and we're going to be there for 3 whole days. It's going to be nice. It's going to be some real cool, funny shit. Everything else is going. We invite everybody to come out. Everything will be out this week. You'll be able to get a package and do all this other stuff that's happening. I'll keep the thing and the information and run it through the kid. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. Now, back to what we were saying. Because it is a school night, and I was supposed to be off at 11, but I don't know how to listen. And this kid is running around in the background, because you can't hear him, but I can see him. You can hear him. He's like, get out of my room. He's like, get out of my room. Get out of my room. You know, I'm like, hey, you're 11. Go sit down. Let me stop. Anyway, that being happening, I want to thank everybody for coming out. I'm truly blessed and thankful for having this amount of amazing energy to have. On my birthday, a way to celebrate, push myself, and you know, everything else. It's been quite incredible. Everything else. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Oh,
you're
not doing
crazy.
It. I thought you were singing.
See, see,
that was
but, you know, because. I thought I was
cool. That wasn't her. That was
cool
me.
Earlier.
Wow.
Oh, really?
You always want to blame me for something. I did nothing.
You made Skittles in me.
I've been on mute, quiet.
Oh, poor.
You know what?
Right. I'm a karate chop him when I see him again.
Oh,
nope, my God.
You ain't karate chopping nobody. Anyway, listen. So, after party
and
in chat, if you everybody get an add over to the chat, because I'm going to hop off of this. Because I'm going to shut this down, but I want to thank everybody for coming. Thank you for making this an amazing night of incredible and awesome poetry.
Yay.
The replays will be up in an hour. You can get it through. You can get through, like, it's on all platforms. So you have to give it some time to get to iTunes and all this other stuff because it'll appear there. You go over into Epiphany Radio, it should pop up. So you'll be able to actually call that information for everything that you're doing. You'll be able to get it online. You can go through Speaker, CastBox, Google Podcasts. It touches all the platforms. So if you're looking to re-listen to it, that's how you get the replays. It'll be up on Spreaker first. Wait, Danielle, it'll be on Spreaker first, right?
Yes.
So it'll be on Spreaker first. And actually, once it loads, like you'll be able to, until somebody loads another show, you'll be able to come back and listen. You'll use the same link to come to the show and listen to it. You know, so you'll be able to do that as well until somebody loads a different show then. You start, then you got to go through all the other places. But you can also download it directly, too. So feel free, you know, yourself, content it. It's an international platform. It goes all over the place, and it touches all platforms. And I don't really like to leave with that. I like to say that after the fact so everybody knows, like, yo, this content is going to be available for you. Please take it, do with it as you will. You know, recordings really help you, especially when you're creating a digital platform or footprint. It's always helpful to have yourself recorded. So that being said, thank you. This is one of the best ways to spend my day, and I can't even hold you on it, you know. And it's been amazing. Aww. And I'm so full of life and energy. And I love all y'all for doing what y'all doing and be the amazing poets. I want to thank all the futures and everything else that's coming on.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank
aww.
You
so much.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
I appreciate you, man. Listen.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you. I got plans. And you know, and if you want to bless me, buy some Ruxwear. Anyway.
There you go.
Get you some birthday cake. Get you some good cake. Get you some birthday cake. You all right?
I didn't have my cake today. I'm sorry.
I got cake for
you. You know what? I'm not talking to you for 3 days. I'm not talking to you for 3 whole days. You can forget about it. I'm not talking to you. I refuse. It's bad.
Hell.
I don't even know what the fuck happened today. I was just like, I didn't even know what was happening. I was like, what the hell? And then, I'm not talking to Red. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to let Red raid my head because I think bad things are going to happen because I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up and I don't know what happened. That's not cool. I'm the only person you can twist my hair and I get drunk. That's weird.
Resistance is futile, Bobby.
Really?
Is futile. I will get in that hair. Don't play with me.
I am not part of none of these shenanigans that are unfolding.
Okay, I'm chilling.
I'm chilling.
This podcast will self-destruct. 9, 8, 7.
Hey. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't get pregnant.
Remember the
out of pocket.